is Davin's Den.
All right, you're listening or watching Davin's Den. I don't know what you're doing. You might be have your pants down. It's possible. Joan, Pip, and I are there. I have my pants off, but you can't tell. That's one of the that's one of the bonuses of not being in studio with me, I guess. But let's do some scamming scammers. Now, when we last left off, a real Davin had a birthday, which fake Davin actually had too, and he shared that with his girlfriend Lacey, and she asked what I wanted. And I wanted an Amazon gift card. So we'll see. Because that's what she always says she wants, is an Amazon gift card. And she actually said she will get it for me. So we will see if I get an Amazon gift card.
That's great.
Do you think I'll get an Amazon gift card?
No.
All right. All right, so it's the day after my birthday, November 5th, 2019. I go, good morning, my love of my life. Remember, fake Davin and Lacey, we're going to try to get through this. Although, last time I was really having issues with her foot fetish boy, Vinny, not letting it go. And Pip was triggered.
I guess a little bit.
She goes, good morning, baby. I go, how are you, my angel? She goes, I'm fine. How about you? I go, I feel amazing. She goes, glad to hear that. Now, remember, I've been possessed by Max, and I thought I was going to kill myself.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I've been very dark of late. She goes, I hope you aren't thinking much about what you told me yesterday. I think she's referring to the suicide.
Sure.
I go, what did I tell you yesterday? She said you're trying not to do that, but you see horrible things when you sleep. I was able to sleep a few hours. Maybe Max is gone. I don't know. I don't know. But I woke up feeling great. I was starving, so I ate a dozen eggs, 10 pieces of toast. I wrote 30 new jokes. And I woke up feeling so passionate about you, Lacey. Just wanting to hug you, kiss you, hold you, be with you. Like my mind is just Lacey, Lacey, Lacey. I've never felt this way about any woman. Anything, really. I dreamt about you last night. I got down on bended knee and said, Lacey, we have been together for 2 years. You are my heart. Will you marry me? The only odd thing now that I think about it was you were blurry. I couldn't see you. I mean, I knew I was proposing to you, but I couldn't see you. That is odd, but no matter, because I feel great, and I'm madly in love with Lacey Gilbert. What's your middle name?
See, I think you would be on your hands and knees after having a breakfast like that.
Well, I mean...
I think he's on coke.
Well, the premise is Max has absorbed so much of my energy. He's sucking my lifeblood that now I feel great. I'm so hungry.
And he's sucking your eggs.
Yeah,
yeah, really. Yeah. So she tells me her last name is Mary. So it's Lacey Mary Gilbert. I go, I'm in love with Lacey Mary Gilbert.
Was she on Little House on the Prairie?
I was just... God, I thought of that. Yes!
That's Melissa Gilbert,
pa?
Stupid.
Pa?
So she writes... sharing smiles with someone you love is a great way to start a day. Have an awesome morning, dear. Handsome and kind boyfriend. Happy life and successful career. What more can I ask for? Have a great day, sweetheart. And two kissy emojis.
Blech.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, P.U.
Oh, what's wrong with you fucking evil wretches?
Nah.
I go, aw,
evil wretches.
Yeah, I go, aw, big kiss, love. She asked me how my night was. I go, honestly, I was a bit bummed yesterday and last night. I was feeling amazing, and I had just professed my love for you in no uncertain terms. And he didn't even say anything about it or talk to me. I spent last night wondering, why don't you love me? And I said, and a quick glance shows you spent the day following more guys on Facebook. Wow.
You slut!
I go, wow, I guess I'm not enough for you. This is embarrassing. Not sure why I felt the urge to proclaim my love, but now I feel like you foolished me.
She's worse than my turtle.
Yes. Yes. For those who don't know, Joe has befriended a whore turtle.
Yeah. She was playing shell games in the driveway.
Shell games, very well done. She goes, "I love you, Davin Rosenblatt, with a heart." I go, am I enough for you, hon? She goes, "Yes, baby."
Wow.
I go, "Just you and me forever, love." And then she fucking write? I don't know. She put a check mark. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I think she's warm for your knockwurst.
She put a check mark. I go, "Is that?" I go, "What?" Oh.
She's warm for your knockwurst.
What does that mean?
A knockwurst. Sausage.
Okay. Anyway, she gives a check mark. I go, "Is that a grade?" She goes, 100. I go, "That's you, baby girl." She goes, "Yes." I go, "I just want to kiss your soft lips." And then she gives me three little lip emojis. I go, "Do you think about what it'll be like when we meet?" Of course not, because we won't. But because I'm a dude, you asshole. She goes, I think it's gonna be awesome for us to meet after a long time of texting. I go, "I think so too. Do you wonder what those first moments will be like?" She goes, "It's gonna be amazing. Finally getting to meet the love of my life." We're on board, baby. I've wooed her back. She is wooed.
Yeah.
Unwooed.
I go,
she was like gone for a long time, yeah, well. And then all of a sudden now she's full in.
She's full in. I go, I think I'll be nervous. She goes, "You don't have to be, baby." I go, "It's weird. For a living I do things that make people nervous. But since yesterday when I woke up all consumed by you, this prospect of not being your everything terrifies me. I've never felt that way with a woman before. Yet now Lacey Mary Gilbert makes my heart race and set butterflies aloft in my belly."
Could be speaking of your belly, what's for breakfast tomorrow?
How many dozen eggs?
Well, what the hell? I mean, if I was the spirit, I'd say, "All right, how about some French toast tomorrow? Or that waffle shit we make when we're on the road." You know?
She goes, "You have." She goes, "You." We have one now here, Joe.
I love them.
We have that machine now here, Joe. So, when the quarantine's over, we'll make you some waffles.
Awesome.
Not you, him. You get nothing.
What?
Get nothing. She goes, "You have my love. Please don't mess around with it." I go, "Haven't I shown you I'm a different man than the one you left for Vinny?" She goes, "You have, baby." I go, "It's so weird. I was determined to establish this friendship with you, and then I woke up, and I don't know how I ever lived without you."
I don't know how she did either. How she's ever going to make it without you.
She can't. I go, "It's like a light switched in my brain." I go, "But I just want to hug you and kiss you and hold you and make love to you. This is all I think about." She goes, "Can I come for a visit?" I go, "You prefer that instead of me coming to Nigeria as we discussed?" She goes, "Yes, don't want to stress you, honey." I go, "Aren't you afraid I may decide to keep you with me and not let you return?" She goes, "Will you do that to me?" I go, "At least it better than being here all alone." I go, "I may if we make each other happy." She goes,
"Aren't you afraid to be beaten like a baby seal if you go there?"
No, no.
"Aren't you afraid to be rolled for your money in a gutter?"
No, no. This is true love, you heathens.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
She goes, "Thank you for visiting me in my dream last night. Morning, my sweet gummy bear. I love you so much. Have a great day ahead. Good morning. I just wanted you to know that I'm in love with you, and I believe in you. I will always be your number one cheerleader, no matter what. Even if my heart out in the writing, I would never be able to express how much I love you. Thank you for existing. Good morning. Have a great day." Then I get a bunch of hearts and roses and all sorts of fun stuff.
"Hey, I'm trying to grow a garden on the side of the house. Can I borrow some of that cow shit?"
That's great fertilizer.
You know, just because nobody's ever loved you two assholes the way she loves me. So fucking bitter.
Oh, I gotta get my hip waders.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. You're just cold, cruel, empty vessels. That's what you both are.
My dark, cold heart.
You're just assholes. I go, how sweet. And I give a heart emoji. Now I'm imagining you in a cheerleader outfit, LOL. I'm still a creep.
Hey, it's getting spicy.
She goes, how do I look? I go, so gross, so ugly. She laughs. She goes, is this may how much you hate me? I go, well, you did say it was not sexy, LOL. I go, what have you been doing the last few days? You've not chatted much with me. Oh, this is November 8th, so we've moved ahead. I lost some days.
You did?
Yes.
Reminds me of my 20s.
Reminds me of the 60s.
She goes, haven't been here much lately. She asked me how I am. I go, I woke up with a headache, like I've never experienced before. It came after I dreamed of seeing a cold green flash, but it is what it is. I'm just happy that you are in my life, my love. So now I'm starting to feel sick.
Yeah,
is
Max suffering from indigestion from that huge breakfast?
No, this is a couple days later, so.
I know. Well, you know, I don't know what happens in ghost time, in demon time.
That's right.
She'd just be catching up with you.
She goes, maybe you need to sleep more in relief of your headache. I said, I don't know. I mean, sleep is where the headache originated. I was walking in a dark alley in the winter. No one was around. As I got towards the end of the alley, there was a bright green flash, and since then my head throbs. My stomach feels a bit queasy. Whatever, I have told you today that... Whatever, have I told you today that I love you? So it seems like Fake David's not feeling good today.
Yeah, I know.
Smollett walking through that alley.
He's queasy in the tum-tum.
He is queasy in the tum-tum. She goes, not yet, baby. You know that I always love. I go, how utterly unforgivable. Lacey, I love you. And I gave her a bunch of hearts. She goes, I love you too, baby. And she gave me a bunch of hearts. I go, thank you, my sweet, beautiful, smart girl. So I ask her if she's painted anything new lately. She goes, no, baby. I go, how come? Have you lost your passion? She goes, no, there haven't just been much ginger in recent days, LOL.
Much what?
Ginger.
Ginger?
Ginger.
Like ginger ale?
Like fucking ginger, stupid!
I don't know what it means!
Ginger ale is what you need with your dumb stomach.
Yeah, I don't know!
Well, Fake Davin asks, what is ginger? Just be
just right here!
Just fucking be patient.
Girls on Gilligan's Island.
Pip, let's be honest. Pip, let's be honest. With you out of work, it ain't gonna be ginger for long. So enjoy these days.
I am.
She goes, vibe. So ginger is vibe. There you go. I go, I should be your ginger. She laughs. I go, you don't like the idea? She goes, I love it. I go, just call me Ginger, LOL. She goes, all right, Mr. Ginger. By the way, this is probably the best streak of conversation Lacey and I have ever had. We're actually on the same page. No pants are getting lost. We're heavily in love with each other. Pip's writing down Mr. Ginger.
And Lisa is putting poop emojis in the chat.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
Yeah, some women look for Mr. Rice. She's looking for Mr. Ginger.
Mr. Ginger. It sounds like a kitty name.
You guys are just so fucking jaded.
Mr. Ginger! Come here, I got a treat for you, Mr. Ginger. Come here.
Whose tail is that? Whose tail is that, Mr. Ginger's tail?
I had a cat named Ginger.
This is Mr. Ginger. Look at that cute little kitty. Look at the kitty. There's a tail. There it is, Mr. Ginger.
That died and petrified.
And it's very tiny.
Yeah, Mr. That's a real cat. It's probably one of them you forgot about, and it petrified about 8 years ago.
I'm sorry, were you still looking for breakfast?
Go to Stupid's house, there's eggs and toast.
No waffles for you any longer. You fucked that up. So I laugh, LOL, how are you, sweetie? By the way, we're on November 9th. She goes, I'm fine. How about you, love? I'll be your my any day of the week. I don't know what the fuck I meant. No, oh, I'll be your Mr. any day of the week. Okay. Just scroll up. You'll find what you seek. I go, the headache is brutal, but my love for you is endless. She goes, I'll be your missus. I go, aw. I go, I hope so. She goes, don't you think you should go see the doctor tomorrow? By the way, notice we're no longer asking about Amazon gift cards, neither her nor I. I have managed to prolong this again.
I know. She is really not even... She's just taking some time to, like, build up the relationship again. She's not even pushing for the money. But she's taking days not asking for money.
No, you know, listen, she cares for me. She's everything you two are not. Anyway.
Caring and loving?
Yes. And not playing with a fake cat.
I love my fake little kitty. Oh, Mr. Ginger.
All right, put it down,
you. Don't you?
Put it down, you cataphile.
Oh, Mr. Ginger.
Christ, have you ever...
That's kind of fucking creepy.
That, thank you. I was just going to say that. Have you ever seen anything so creepy? Her fucking stroking a small fake cat in a fucking purple room?
What? You're scareder. You're more afraid of my little cat than you are this guy. You didn't this pass without mention before.
Yeah, no, I'm scared now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so she says, you know, I should get my go to a doctor. I go, maybe. I go, I hate doctors. I go, usually I don't go. She goes, why? I go, I don't know. I'm an idiot, LOL. I go, I've always avoided them, but this does feel different. She goes, try to see the doctor in the morning. It might help. I go, yes, mommy, LOL.
That's creepy.
I go, I prefer to close my eyes and think of holding you. I go, guess what? She goes, what, Mr. Ginger? I go, I love you, Lacey. She goes, I go, tell me about your cute little friend. She goes, I love you too, Davin, in two hearts. I go, oh, thank you, love. She goes, what friend are you talking about? I go, your doggy. Oh, she posted a picture with a fucking dog. I had no idea what I was talking about either at that moment.
What kind of dog does she have?
It's a small one. I don't remember.
Did you ask whose tail that was?
I did not get a chance. Because I go, I guess you... I go, I guess you left. She goes, he's the best company I've ever had. I go, well, you haven't had me yet. I go, what's his name? She goes, before you came into the picture. She goes, you kind of jealous of a dog? And she laughs. I go, he's cuter than me. And I laugh. I go, if he makes you happy, that makes me happy. She goes, I spend most of my time with him. That's why he's my best company. Two kisses. Stop being jealous, love. Tells me to stop being jealous of the dog. Okay.
Of a dog.
I go, what's
this? That's pretty sad if you were.
Yeah. I got nothing going for me. So I ask what the name is. She goes, Oliver is his name, but I call him Ollie. I laugh. I go, I like it. Where did you get Ollie? She goes, I'm the state before I came down here.
The what?
You heard her.
On the state.
I go, so he had to be in quarantine? I go, so something happened tonight. She goes, something like who? What? So after the show, a cute blonde comes up to me. Big pouty lips, big boobs. My type. She's all complimentary and wants me to go back to her place. I said thank you, but I told her I can't. I showed her your picture and said, this is my lady, and I love her. I took a picture with her and gave her an autograph and sent her on her way.
Well, look at you.
You just required to sell her a t-shirt.
What? I think she bought a shirt. I hope she bought a shirt.
She went home with a Cinco de Caco shot glass.
So she gave me like a peace sign emoji. She goes, "Let me see what she looks like, love." I don't have the picture. It was with her phone. I have no need for it. I have you. I'm at a place where you're all I need. The only one who I lose my pants with will be you. See, that's romance right there, kids.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And she thought so, too, because I got an awe. I go...
But, I mean, it was also nicely done that you said, oh, I don't have the picture because it's on her phone.
I think I really did take a picture with a cute blonde.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I guess you could have just found a cute blonde and said this is a picture.
Yeah, I guess. I go, it's true. I mean, I love you so much. I'm not even tempted. It's kind of freeing, to be honest. She goes, I love the feeling of loving you. I go, aw.
Oh, That sounds like you. Yeah, that's like one of those. Jody, you remember this song that was all high-pitched? Loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
That's from Minnie Rippert. Minnie Rippert wrote that song.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was
terrible.
With all those fucking birds in the background, it's like... Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, terrible. Yeah. That's what this sounds like to me. And then that really impossible high-pitched note. I can't even hit it.
Yeah, enough with the guitar, enough with the birds, enough that storm stunk on ice.
Yeah.
The stupid's right, and even Air Supply would say, fuck you to that.
Yes.
I go, we've been talking since April. I kick myself for not giving us a real chance until recently.
Since April?
Yes, and we're in November now, November 9th.
Damn.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe's not impressed. She goes, I knew that God was going to touch your heart someday. I go, how'd you know that? She goes, I have faith in God. She goes, 7 months. I go, I see, honey. I'm not a godly man, but I do want to be your man. And I go, we did go weeks without talking, sad face. I go, now I don't want to go a day without at least checking in with you. And I go, that's really unlike me. I've been a loner. Then she goes, that was when you thought I was after your money.
Wait, I'm not a godly man, but I want to be your man. Doesn't that sound like a country song, Joe?
Yeah. I
want to
be country man. I'm a godly man.
I go, maybe. She goes, I would have stopped talking to you if I didn't love you. See?
Really? Oh.
Really?
No. No. But no.
Should have gotten into a keystroke on that one.
No.
different
fake Davin. I go, I've had so many people in my life asking for money, favors, gifts. And then I go, nah, I'm very interesting. She goes, being interesting isn't the thing, but what you feel deep down inside you. All right.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I go, well, we both know there were times that you did not like me. I go, what do you feel inside you now? She goes, I feel love. I go, aw. I go, I do love you. I go, I don't know why you love me. I was a jerk to you at times. She goes, I see a different...
What? When you lost your pants?
When I answered her all in Sammy Hagar song titles, sure. Those were times.
She didn't get it.
Doesn't matter. I did it.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, I see a different thing in you. I go, what do you see? She goes, I see a great man with a great future. You damn right you do. And,
Look at
what?
Who's
she looking at? Shut up. Let's see. I go, thank you, baby. If it is so to come true, it will be with you and Ollie by my side. She goes, then we could think of making our own kids. I go, I think about it often. I hope I get you your own art studio too when you move back. I want you to have it all. Now I'm as Joe would say, I'm casting the line a little bit. She goes, that will be great, honey. I go, I think so. I do have to develop an affinity for feet since that is something that turns you on. She goes, you don't need to do that. I go, I do. I want to satisfy you sexually and be your everything. You said that feet are your thing. What fucking dreck.
scary.
So she sent me a couple of crazy faces. I go, why the crazy face? She goes, just do whatever makes you happy. And I go, usually being sexually fulfilled will make me happy. I go, you don't think about how it will be? She goes, if you don't like the feet thing, that should be it. I go, I don't know if I do or I don't. Never really paid much attention to them. But your feet will get gentle kisses. Ugh. What type of shit am I writing? I go, I think that is a thing. Is that a thing? And she laughs.
What?
She goes, yes, it is. I go, then I will be the best little toe sucker you ever had.
Hey, back off. That's my area.
Then she calls me Ginger Toe Sucker.
That's great.
So I laugh, and I go, that stays between us. And she goes, I like that. And I go, good. And
Ginger Toe Sucker.
Yes. I go, I must warn you, I may wander to parts above your feet. And she goes, it's yours to know. I go, caress you in gentle kisses. She goes, oh, here we go. Here's a paragraph. She goes, I am affection. Also, and I have no trouble showing it for the right man in public or private. I love to cuddle while watching a good movie when we are in bed. I love long sensual kiss that builds to feverish passion. I love to hug and kiss my man at any time and anywhere. It could be a store, mall, or just on a sidewalk. Do you like public intimacy? What is your favorite type of kiss? That was a whole fucking paragraph that came at me.
That was a whole fucking lot.
It really was.
All at once. But was that the let me cut and paste this when they start doing the sexy talk paragraph?
No, I think it was sincere.
Uh-huh.
I go to be honest, I was always looking for the next best thing, so I did not like public intimacy. This is different. I want you by my side always. I want to hold hands, share glances, and steal kisses with you, so you don't steal my money, you twat, you.
What? Did you put that there?
I did not put that last part there.
I like that.
I like slow, passionate kisses. I want to take a little nibble of your soft, full lips. And she sent me an emoji and some kissy lips.
Passionate kisses.
I asked her what her favorite type of kiss is. She's like, slow and long type of kisses that'll take away your breath. I go, I go, my gosh, I'm so attracted to you, hearts. I go, you're killing me. And you have gone quiet. And she goes, I love spaghetti with meat sauce and salad and garlic bread. And I dress casual for work. And when I'm home, I usually in jeans and t-shirt. Lately, I've been trying to expand my wardrobe and try new styles. I want man that you can't wait until he comes home from work so I can kiss him and sit down and relax in front of the TV or go out and spend an evening together with. Pip looks confused.
Tinder profile?
I don't know. It's kind of weird to be talking about intimacy and go, hey, by the way, I like garlic bread. It's kind of...
I know. It was like, what are you making out with a vampire? Where did the spaghetti come from?
I go, I like garlic bread too, but if we were having those long kisses you speak of, I'll be popping a mint into your mouth.
This is so weird. Just like, did you just have like some kind of stroke? Like, what? Why are you talking about food all of a sudden?
I go, you like stinky kisses. I think I will call you Miss Stinky Kisses.
Miss Stinky Kisses. That would get you a slap.
She sends me a picture. I said, she's gorgeous. I go, I'll just hold my nose when I kiss you. And she laughs. She goes, why are you holding your nose? I go, because you're Miss Stinky Kisses, LOL. I go, fortunately, I love you so much, your stink cannot keep me away. She laughs.
Oh, wow. You are the sweet talker.
I am a sweet talker.
I love you so much, your stink won't keep me away.
Listen, I've been with some stinky girls. And Big Ed on 90 Day Fiancé, you know, Rose's stink kept him away. So I'm being good. I go, I'd love to hear your voice. Can you record a message here for me, love? I think that's a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's I mean, that's just really weird love talk.
That's creepy love talk.
Yeah, wasn't it? I mean, all of a sudden I got this image of, you know, all of a sudden they're in bed and they're kissing and they're starting to make out and it's starting to, all of a sudden there's a bowl of spaghetti in the bed. I went, I'm picturing this and it's like, it went bad really quickly.
I kind of thought that would be the part that turned you on the most.
Oh, I just love to lick your garlic knots. Oh. God, what?
Wow. What? Actually, that does sound nice, having my garlic knots licked.
Let me wrap my tongue around those garlic knots.
Yeah, then I'll hit you in the old pasta fagioli.
Let me get my hand on your meatballs.
See, you know how to play this game.
Ever.
What?
The worst menu ever.
I don't think so.
Really?
Joe's just unhappy because nobody's handling his
prosciutto. I'm sure there's plenty of people that have gone for Joe's knockwurst before.
Look at Pip. She's frozen and blurry.
I know. I'm stuck like...
You're stuck like you're karate chopping yourself, which I don't mind.
What?
It's like even she realizes she's talked too much. Here, let me karate chop my throat.
Let me just like slit my own throat.
You're kind of like how I describe Lacey. You're kind of blurry and out of vision right now. Oh, and then she's gone.
She's also gone from Zoom.
Yeah,
my Zoom went nuts.
At least it didn't go garlic knots. So I think we're in a place where I think Fake Davin and Lacey are in a good place.
Well, I think so that you guys are getting along really well, and you're doing the love talk, which is better than the run to Target talk.
Yeah, I think this is going well.
Yeah. Sexy shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, this was the first time where we really had prolonged non-fighting and you know, romantical stuff.
But it's also very interesting that I don't remember in the beginning her pulling out these long paragraphs of chat.
No.
Do you?
No. No. We've gone
so
to...
So it almost makes me wonder, is this a different person?
No, it's the same person. It's the same person.
Yeah, sure?
Yeah. Yeah, she knows.
All right.
She knows enough. Every time, you know, our history's come into play, she's been on the ball. I feel good about this.
All right, because I'm like, this is, it's slightly different, you know? She's being lovey-dovey, and all of a sudden she's pulling out these whole paragraphs of, well, wait a minute, I have this on file. Here's the paragraph for when they're doing sexy talk. And here's the sexy talk is getting a little too hot for me, so I'm going to change it to menu talk. What? and what I like to wear after work. Odd.
It is. All right. So, yeah, next week we got a Worst Dad's Father's Day show. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so. All right.
Homework.
Yeah, this is always a labor-intensive stuff. Fathers are hard to... Bad fathers that didn't kill their kids are hard to find.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like, could you try and not succeed? That's what we need here.
Yeah.
We need you to be really bad, like... Bring your kid to a protest march, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that guy's a candidate. In his defense, though, his kid was dressed as a superhero. What could possibly go wrong?
You know, I don't know.
Are you coming back on Zoom, or are you just done for the night?
No, you know what? I tried, and it's not happening. So I get the... Do you guys have this cute little dinosaur when it says no internet?
No.
This little no. T-Rex with the short hands.
No, because we pay our bills.
That's
emoji.
Because your internet's prehistoric.
It is, and
there's probably a hamster on a treadmill that fell off and ended up your internet.
it was a hamster, but yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
The hamster fell off because he saw a snack someplace in the corner. He said, "Screw this noise."
All right, let's thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much.
And laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you're enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy... Oh, now she's coming back. There she is.
Whether
one of
our look what woke up.
Whether it's one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. All right, kids, that was a good show tonight.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes, fun.
Hopefully this will be a better week for our country coming up. Hopefully, some good news. That would be nice.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I could take the raining toads and swarms of locusts.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank everybody. Thank you all for who are listening live. Thank you all for who are watching live. Thank you all for who are listening on the podcast, wherever that may be, or your favorite podcast provider. We certainly appreciate that. Hey, one day, I have a feeling by like the fall we'll be able to do this in person. What do you guys think? By the fall? I think probably before. What?
I actually like doing it from here. No traffic, no thing. I'm not spending a fortune on tolls and gas. I like this.
Yeah, but your audio is better when you're here.
You know what? My bank account's fuller when I'm here.
Yeah, well. We're not keeping Zoom forever.
The debate continues.
We're not keeping Zoom forever. This shit's costing me money. This pandemic can't end soon enough. Because we only have one sponsor right now. Because our sponsors are.
I know.
So, anyway. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Good night, everybody.